This is a CKTZ News Update. When a group of Cortez Islanders began a quest in 2017 to organize a local community foundation to leverage funding for Cortez nonprofit organizations, they were told they were too small. But as Vice President Mark Spevico says, Cortez Islanders don't like to be told they can't do something. In 2021, the Cortez Community Foundation joined the Community Foundations of Canada, comprised of foundations across the country, ranging from small rural entities to large urban organizations. Spevico says the Cortez Foundation now has charitable status from the Canada Revenue Agency, providing legitimacy, stability, and an avenue for receiving tax-deductible donations.
Where we are a fully registered charity, which happened in the summer of last year. We've gotten to the point where we've been able to kind of hire some staff, fill out the board a bit, really get a good understanding of what we're supposed to be doing. When I say we, I mean community foundations. There's 192 or 193 now community foundations across Canada, and they all are supposed to act the same way, which is they're supposed to be working with all the other charities in their specific region as a resource and where they look at the kind of community as a whole and don't get completely focused on one specific task. Everyone has their own individual focus, but as a community, by understanding each other's part and kind of how that's going to work, so to speak, there's a better opportunity to achieve the goals rather than just having everyone focus on their individual thing. There's an understanding of where each one is within the kind of lay of the land and how we can work together to make Cortez the most livable place possible for everyone. The long-term goal is to have a place that people feel really secure to be able to donate money because it's completely vetted out, completely transparent. All financials can be, you know, available online, that type of stuff. And by having that place there, which wasn't there before, there's now a place on the island that can receive bequests and something that will help the community forever. So the long-term goal is to build up a war chest of funds, so to speak, and that are permanent. They're never touched. And the only thing that happens is the investments from those funds have to be directed back into the community charities and nonprofits and other organizations. Then we're also focusing on grants and what's available and what's out there Canada-wide that might be available for the various organizations on Cortez.
Spevico says the organization has now hired an executive director, and the overall focus for the board is twofold.
So there's this a bit of a seesaw between having the focus on getting long-term funds into, you know, legacy investments and having some operating capital, so to speak, on an annual basis that we can continue to do good work, build up some profile, and do things now. Because the reality is that there's situations within everywhere. You know, Cortez is not unique in that respect, but they need attention now. They can't wait 10 years.
Spevico cites a shortage of affordable and available housing, as well as organizations focused on resources for women, youth activities, and environmental conservation, among others, as all deserving support. He says the foundation has ambitious plans for 2022.
Well, last year we had a budget. We were able to work with in the neighborhood of around $50,000. So $10,000 of that was used to set up our Forever Fund. And we chose, after research, we chose to place our funds and have them held with the Vancouver Foundation. And the reason for that is they're the largest in Canada. They have the best socially responsible investments, which was very important from all the information and the stakeholders involved. That was something high, you know, up on everyone's list that they wanted to make sure that the funds were socially responsibly invested. This year, we're basically trying to kind of double our annual operating budget to be much more active in the community, and we have an entire plan and program of how we're going to, some of those funds have already been raised and some of them have already been kind of planned for what we're going to do. But we're just unfolding kind of 2022 right now. Our goal is to really ramp up the foundation and try to get as far as we can in as little time as possible because, you know, the world's a little broken and foundation, community foundations like this are one of the vehicles that can facilitate some really positive change. There are a lot of organizations that are actually not set up as full charities. And so the idea is that we're going to be able to work with them as well and offer them kind of assistance and the kind of almost like administrative and support. To give you an idea of how that might work, we purchased a grants database and provided access to the other nonprofits on the island to be able to use this. So that grants data access database would allow someone who's one of the other organizations to see that there are grants specifically available for them. And then if they don't have the ability to help write that grant, we might step in, we might offer some assistance, we might kind of pull some funds to say, look at, we'll help hire a grant writer for you because we think that there's a great opportunity here to get a $50,000 grant for the Women's Center or for whatever it is, just as an example. What we're not supposed to be doing is like kind of stepping in and running anyone's organization. We're just supposed to be kind of providing assistance, getting to the point that we can provide grants. And then for that process, there would be a notice that we're specifically providing, I don't know, grants towards education or whatever it'll be for this year. And we'll make that publicly available and have a board that would sift through applicants and make sure that funds get distributed accordingly.
Spevico is optimistic that the Cortez Community Foundation will be able to double its operating budget from $50,000 in 2021 to $100,000 in 2022. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.